For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill. It is your Central Minnesota Farm Report this week. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Go see Chad and the crew. You know what? If you don't see a trailer you're looking for, they can customize one just for your needs at Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. And this week, you know, we talk everything from legislative news to farm markets. And, well, if it's agriculture or farm related, you know, it checks the boxes. It gets the clearance. It's A-OK, ready to go. And this week we're talking about books. You're saying, Joe, I didn't know you had a book on your shelf. Yeah, I got one or two. I do have this one as we welcome in Tom Brand to join us on Chasm Radio. And Tom, it's great to visit with you. Appreciate your friendship over the years. And you know what? It's like you're turning a page by writing this book, which has been out now for a few weeks. So far, how has this experience been, Tom?
You know, this is something, Joe, that was not on my radar on the 1st of January. In fact, I don't think it was on my radar on the 1st of February, and maybe not even on the 1st of March, that I was going to write a book this year. But the experience has been wonderful. I just told someone in the last week or so that I've reached the point where I found that in the past I wrote because I had to, and now I write because I love to. And I think that's the best way to summarize what this whole adventure has been like.
So, Tom, writing, I mean, your background, you can give us a summary of your background. Obviously, you grew up on a farm. There's this, I think you went to Mizzou, this M-I-Z-Z-O-U thing. You have to refresh me on that, Tom.
You're right. I grew up on a farm, family farm, northwest Missouri. I ended up at the University of Missouri, or what we call Mizzou, ended up then as a farm broadcaster on the radio in Missouri, in southwest Iowa, back to northwest Missouri, did that for 19 years, spent over 12 years at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting as the executive director, and then at the end of 2023, I made a career shift, and last year found myself as the director of the St. Joseph Community Alliance. And it was during that transition between NAFB and the St. Joe Community Alliance that I started writing a weekly column for the newspaper that the editor there called That Hopkins Kid, because Hopkins is my hometown. And out of writing those columns came together this collection of stories for a book, as well as some expanded stories. In fact, most of those columns were rewritten in the process of putting the book together. And a lot of the material was written specifically for this book. So that was my adventure into writing. Again, not out of necessarily necessity, but because I just wanted to put some pen to paper.
You know, Tom, the first thing that's going to catch somebody's attention is going to be the title of this book, right?
It will. And I always preface this with making sure that I'm saying it clearly, because most of the time people say, "What?" So the name of the book is Welts on Your Butt, A Calf Could Suck.
That's the title. what's the backstory to that, Tom? I mean, was it your dad that said that at one time?
It was. It definitely was. I do explain this in the book. But I want to set the stage that my dad was not one that would have ever beat a kid to the point that he had welts on his butt. But the story goes that I was a pretty young kid. I'm going to guess 5-6 years old. We were doing some work in a hog lot. I can remember it just as vividly today as if it was just a few days ago. And there's a pile of hog panels there. And the hogs were still on the lot as Dad was doing some work. And my job was to keep the hogs off of that pile of panels. Dad didn't want them getting messy. He didn't want hogs getting tangled up in them. And he said, keep the hogs away. And I did what a typical 5-6-year-old kid would do. I kind of shooed hogs and stomped my feet, and that was about it. And things weren't going exactly the way they should have. And Dad said, now listen, keep those hogs off that pile of panels. I'm going to put welts on your butt, a calf could suck. And at the time, I did not know what a welt was. All I did know was that if I had something large enough on my backside that a calf could suck it, I wanted nothing to do with it. So I got pretty serious then about keeping hogs off of a pile of hog panels.
You know, it's weird. You know, you mentioned that memory, but there's got to be so many. I suppose, you know, it all kind of served as, I don't want to under what'd you say, the word, I don't want to say it was easy to write a book, but I mean, these were all kind of experiences and stories you probably had circulating between your ears for many years. So it had to be almost kind of fluid, I would assume, to put those on paper.
You know how this actually came about that I decided to make a book was I'd actually been on a stretch where I'd had a bit of a writer's block. And while I had some story ideas written down, things just had not been flowing. And then all of a sudden, one night, the creative juices began. And what would typically be one night of writing a column turned into writing four columns. And then the next night, I wrote six columns. And then the night after that, I wrote four more. And the juices were flowing, and words just began to come up on the screen. I've said that I visited rooms in my mind that the door hadn't been open on for a long time. I had to knock some cobwebs down in the process. And what I really found out in writing this, Joe, was that it wasn't necessarily my memories, while they were the ones that I told about. The overall purpose of this book is really to help people open some doors in their mind, to remember some things that had happened to them at some point that they can relate to. And that's probably been the most satisfying thing I've heard back from folks that have picked up a copy, is that you helped me remember this story. Something I hadn't thought of for a long time. And so that was really the goal of putting this collection of stories together.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio, featuring author Tom Brand with us here on Chasm Radio, and former farm broadcaster as well. And, you know, Tom, I would say, like you said, kind of the purpose behind the book. Now, how would you classify it? Say I went into a Barnes & Noble. What section am I going to look under to find this book? I mean, in theory, it seems like it checks a lot of boxes, not only kind of educational, kind of humorous, kind of, real life. There's a lot of things it touches, I would assume.
You know, this was kind of tough to categorize it because I wanted to make sure that I was doing things the proper way. I did end up putting it up on Amazon as well. And so there's all sorts of different categories you can go to. And I thought, well, memoir is the best place to categorize it. And then Amazon gives you some prompts as to some different categories you can be in. As it turns out, I end up hitting the number one spot on Amazon as a rural humor book. It also hit in the top 25 of family and child raising humor. And then I found here a few weeks ago that for a while it was in the top 10 of travel humor books. So I guess it's a combination, Joe, of memoir and travel and humor and rural life. I think there's some good stories of faith, as well as some look at things through patriotic eyes that appear in the book too.
Author and former farm broadcaster Tom Brand joining us on our Central Minnesota Farm Report. Now, this is just part one of a two-part interview. We'll have part number two coming up next Saturday, and then you can learn where you can get this book too. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.